And the Pasuk says that when Yaakov, Yosef came, and Yaakov is, give a brocha, so it says, Vayeschazik Yisroel Vayeshev al Hamito. He strengthens himself, he sat up, he was very weak and old and dying, and so Chazal asked the question, V'loman Yeschazik V'yoshav. Why did he do that? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oso Oisoi Kuz Maktor V'shalit, whatever, he made him a king, he made him the ruler, whatever the Loshen is. V'ani Eini Choylik Loi Kovoy, I'm not going to give him Kovoy. L'chein, L'kach, V'yishchazik Yisrael, V'yeshev, strengthened himself, and he forced himself to say, L'ach Loi Kovod L'malchus. So this is clearly a statement of giving kovod l'malchus. Yosef is a melech, and even though he was Yosef's father, but you have to give kovod to a melech, so therefore he had to strengthen himself, even though he was so weak, and sit up on the bed. But the lotion that Chazal uses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oso Uisoi l'melech, whatever that the word is, V'ani Eini Choylik Loi Kovod. It sounds like the source of the kovod is not directly because of the fact that he was a melech, but the fact that he was a melech is the mechayiv for the kovod, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him the melech. This when sometimes we give kovod, so we say, oh, this person is a choshev person, a great person, he's a melech, he's a whatever he may be, and is deserving of kovod. But it sounds from the Medrash that the Yesod is not just that this individual is deserving of kovod, but the mechubadika position that he's in, he was put in by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why I have to be, it's kovod l'malchus. It's not kovod l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to be mechalek kovod l'malchus. That's what he says. But the kovod l'malchus is based on the recognition that this man is deserving of kovod, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in such a position. And so it just occurred to me that this idea of looking behind every situation in life and seeing the Yad Hashem, that seeing this is the reason that I have to be Mechabed the Malchus, is not just because he's the Melech, but the Kovod that he has was given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mechayev in Kovod the Malchus. Which means that as we even covet the parents, I assume, wherever we find a situation where we're mechuyev in covet, that we have to look at it, so Yaakov Avinu looked at it, as if it wasn't stam that I'm giving covet because he's a melech. I'm giving covet to the melech because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in that position, and that's what's mechayev me. It's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not saying it's the covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the covet to the Malchus, but it's the appreciation, the recognition of the reason that he's here is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him that covet. That's what's mechayev the covet. Which means, I think, just poshut brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu it brings us in more direct contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some of the things that we do, which we look at as just kovod. Oh, this person deserving kovod. So we would say that he deserves kovod, and the Torah says give kovod to a melech. No, he deserves kovod because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him. And that's what Yaakov says. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also oisoi to the melech, ani eini choylik loy kovod. How could I not give him kovod? This is the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's a fine point that can make a difference sometimes in the situations that we find ourselves, and memela in the connection that we can feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in situations which otherwise would seem to just push it. We're dealing with Malchus, we're dealing with somebody who's mechubad. Chazal, when Yaakov apologizes, so to speak, to Yosef that he buried his mother not in Moris HaMachpelah but in Beis Lechem, so the Medrash says that he gives him a whole thing. Tam kvar shom v'loy Moris HaMachpelah. Why? Ela she'osa al pi adibur. This Hashem told him to do it. And v'loma she'oyegoli v'tzofer lefonov, that seif, the Beis HaMikdash, will be destroyed, and the Bnei Yisrael will go out into the Golus, and they're going to go to the Ovis. and they're going to pass Moris HaMachpelah, and they're going to ask Shispalu Alev. Here we are, we're going into Golos. It's all over. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Who knows what this Golos is bringing for us? And we're going to ask the Ovis to be Mispalu. The Eino Me'ilim Lohem. And the Ovis are not going to be able to help them. The Kibin Shem Holchem Baderech. They're going away. The Ovis couldn't help them. Now they're in trouble. Heim Boim Umechabkim Umechabkim Kvuras Rochel. They're coming and they're whatever it is, they're coming to daven by Kever Rochel. And she stands there and she's Mevakesh Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is her tefillah. Shema b'koil b'chiyosi v'rachim al bonai. I'm crying. Listen to my crying and have rachmonis on my children. Oy ten li schar ho oy noyo sheli, or reward me for the suffering that I suffered. What's the suffering that I suffered? Because I was supposed to become Yaakov's wife, and instead Lavan tricked him, and I gave the simonim to my sister, and I suffered this oino, this pain that I suffered, that my husband was supposed to be my husband first. That was supposed to be, maybe even only, I don't know, it was supposed to be shvatim, I don't know exactly, but I had that pain, that suffering, and give me the schar for that suffering. Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemea bekoil tfiloso. Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the hatfil shekein kosuf b'chi tamrurim Rochel Mavako Alboneo. It's a bechi of tamrurim, this bitterness that she's crying, she's in such pain. Rochel's Mavako Alboneo, and it's seen v'yeshtik for acharisech, there's hope, v'shovavon, vonim ligvulam, and that they will come back to Eretz Yisrael. So, on the one hand, the ovis and the imohis, they were all in the Moris HaMachpelah, that wasn't enough. Rochel had something special. One thing she did, she cried. Okay, I'm sure they cried also, so I don't know like why hers was more than the other, but she included one ingredient, Chazal say, that the other ones, they didn't have. Oy ten li schar ho oinoyo sheli. Give me the schar for the oino that I had. Now, the question is, what exactly does that mean? I suffered. So because I suffered, I'm now asking that my children should be saved. That when they go, they're going into Golus, they should be able to come back, and it shouldn't be permanent to Golus, and protect them, and so forth and so on. And she's asking that which it seems was different from the Ovis and the Imois, and that Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemea B'Kol Tfiloso was because she asked to be paid back for the suffering that she suffered. I suffered Oinoa. And it's true that over here the Pirush, he says that Mashehoinu Oiso Keinin Leo, the He Kobsho Tavoso, the Kinoso Beleo, Velehi Gidole Yaakov. So he emphasizes the point, she kept quiet and she didn't tell Yaakov. But Lemaisa, from Chazal, it sounds like the Nakuda is the Oinor, I suffered. So I suffered. I didn't tell on Leah. I didn't embarrass her. That's true. But I suffered. The Nakuda is give me schar for the suffering. It seems there is such a thing as schar for the suffering. And that's something that I think it's something that sometimes we don't appreciate. I know I mentioned here many times, I just think it's a mitzvah rabbah to repeat again and again what we found in the Haggadah of the Tosfos Rid. There's a Haggadah from the Tosfos Rid on the line, the Keta, which says, Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zorah Hoy Aviseinu. So Tosfos Rid asks the Kasha, he says, we thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. If he wouldn't have put us in, he wouldn't have to take us out. What's the big Shevach? So he says, Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zorah Hoy Aviseinu. We came from Terach. We have in our genes this psul of Avodah Zorah. And we couldn't be zeicher to everything Hashem wants to give us. So he put us in Mitzrayim, he made us suffer, and then he bechas aleinu and he had rachmonis. And because of that, he was able to give us beyond what we could have been able to earn shuras hadin because of the fact that we had because we had this avodah zorah in our past, in our genes, as some type of a psul. So we see from there this concept that the suffering is a certain type of an entitlement also. That sometimes Hashem puts us through suffering over there. It's a very powerful concept, because what it means sometimes when we go through tzoras, that we have to realize that these tzoras are all part of a plan to give us not just shuras hadin, what we could have had anyway, but above and beyond, something we never could have been zeichet to. And it sounds like that this is the same idea here in the Medrash, that he says, Oiten li schar ho'oinoyo sheli. I suffered. I suffered some amela. I'm asking for some benefit for that. I have, that entitles me to something. There's a schar that I get. So, you suffered, nu izvos, you suffered, so what? That suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshim, that suffering, it says, now I can go beyond. Now, even though you may not have earned be'etzem in Shuras Hadin, it could be, I mean, it seems so, if the Ovis and the Imohis, with all of their tefillos, couldn't, and they're crying and everything, they couldn't bring about this result. It was only Rochel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, miyad, miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemeya b'kol tfiloso, and accepts her tfila. So it sounds like that wasn't enough. Even with rachamim, there's certain gedorim, and we couldn't be sure that they were deserving of it. But she had something else. She had the schar oinoyo. She suffered. She suffered embarrassment. She suffered pain. And that can be a schar that can turn around everything and can have a power to create a positive future, when even all of her the tefillos, the ovis, the imois, and Rochel herself may not have been able to do it. I just think that we live in very difficult times, and this, unfortunately, far too regularly we hear of such difficult sorrows happening, and we have to, I think we need this this information, this attitude, that sometimes the tzoras are there to bring about chesed and hatova and benefit that never could we have had or earned without it. And sometimes we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rochel did, and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, we're suffering. And because of the suffering, not the schusim, we don't have the schusim, we don't deserve it, be'etzem. But there's a certain entitlement in the suffering, and we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask that, and sometimes that can make all the difference in the response that we'll receive, because we've invoked that entitlement that we have to be compensated for, so to speak, for the suffering that we had. And I think that that has to be a bit of a perspective that we deal with today, when we hear so many things going on, sigh in recognizing and appreciating that it's part of a master plan which can bring great hatova, as the Tosfos Rid says, and sigh in terms of a tool to use in tefillah. And Rabbeinu Shalala, we suffer, people suffer, there's so much suffering. In the schar of the suffering, please have rachmonas and bring about the refuah, and bring about Yeshua, and that seems to be a very powerful tool.